This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The second India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable, ISMR, was held in Singapore today. During the meeting, the leaders of India and Singapore emphasized on ways of further enhancing cooperation between India and Singapore in emerging and futuristic areas. Both sides deliberated upon six pillars identified under ISMR, which include digitalization, skill development, sustainability, healthcare and medicine, and advanced manufacturing and connectivity. Union Ministers Nirmala Sitharaman, Dr. S. Jaishankar, Ashwini Vaishnav and Piyush Goyal attended the meeting. The delegation from Singapore was led by Deputy Prime Minister of Singapore Gan Kim Yong. Earlier, the Indian ministers called on President of Singapore Tharman Shanmugaratnam and Prime Minister of Singapore Lawrence Wong in Singapore. The central government has decided to create five new districts, Zanskar, Dras, Sham, Nubra and Changthang in the Union Territory of Ladakh. In a social media post today, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, the Ministry of Home Affairs has decided to create five new districts in the Union Territory in pursuit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to build a developed and prosperous Ladakh. He said the new districts will take the benefits meant for the people to their doorsteps by bolstering governance in every nook and cranny. He said the government is committed to creating abundant opportunities for the people of Ladakh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the decision to create five new districts in Ladakh. The BJP today issued a revised list of 16 candidates for the upcoming Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections. Earlier, the BJP had released a list of 44 candidates for the upcoming Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections. The list was later withdrawn. The Assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will be held in three phases, beginning from 18th of next month. In Gujarat, several districts received torrential rainfall today, disrupting normal life. Over 150 tehsils of the state received light to very heavy rainfall since morning. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel held a telephonic conversation with the district collectors of seven rain-affected districts of the state, including Bhavnagar, Dang, Morbi, Kutch and Surendranagar, to review the flood situation. Shri Krishna Janmashtami is being celebrated with fervor and gaiety in the whole country today. In Uttar Pradesh, temples and houses in the entire Braj region have been decorated with colorful tableau. As per the tradition, Shri Krishna's birth will be celebrated at 12 midnight in Mathura, the birthplace of Lord Krishna. Since yesterday, lakhs of devotees from across the world are visiting famous Shri Krishna Janmabhoomi, Dwarkadhish, Thakur Banke Bihari, Prem and Iskon temples in Uttar Pradesh. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings on the occasion to the citizens. In Pakistan, at least 23 people were killed in Balochistan's Musa Khail district, about 317 kilometers from Quetta, as gunmen shot at trucks and bus passengers after checking their identities. According to Assistant Commissioner Musa Khail, Najib Kakkar, armed men blocked the inter-provincial highway in Musa Khail, offloaded passengers from trucks and buses and fired at them after checking their identities. The deceased were identified as belonging to Pakistan's Punjab province. Media reports said the armed men also set fire to 10 vehicles. Police officials have reached the spot. In Bangladesh, at least 30 people were injured when clashes broke out between students and protesting Ansar personnel near the Central Secretariat in Dhaka last night. The clash started following reports that key figures from the anti-discrimination student movement, including Sergis Alam and Hasnat Abdullah, are under siege at the secretariat. As the news spread, students from several halls of Dhaka University gathered and marched towards the secretariat area, demanding the release of the coordinators. Earlier, a paramilitary auxiliary force, Bangladesh Ansar personnel, had blockaded the secretariat complex, preventing any entry or exit for indefinite time, demanding the nationalization of their jobs. Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikant Das has said that the new trinity of GeM, UPI and ULI represents a revolutionary step forward in India's digital payments. He explained that the Unified Lending Interface ULI tech platform promoted by RBI will make frictionless credit possible in India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.